The unrest continues in Venezuela, where a manhunt is underway today for a band of anti-government fighters who attacked an army base early Sunday morning. Government troops killed 2 people involved. 10 escaped with a supply of weapons. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has called it a terrorist attack and promised the maximum punishment. But a chorus of critics around the world say his tightening grip on the country is approaching a dictatorship. Andrew Rosati is a reporter for Bloomberg News, and he's with us from Caracas on Skype. And Andrew, the key question here is, who is responsible for this attack? Are they members of the Venezuelan military who've turned on the president, or are they civilian opponents?
Well, that's a big question, and we're not sure. At least one of the members detained yesterday was a member, an active member of the military. But the other handful of them, the president said were referred to them as mercenaries, and we're not sure exactly what that means. It could lead they were civilians. The man said to be leading this attack was someone, a former National Guard captain. So we're not sure exactly who these attackers are yet, if they're paramilitary men, as the government has alleged, or it's a mix of civilians and actually military men.
The distinction is important because the opposition in Venezuela has tried to turn the military against Maduro. Is there any question now that the military is starting to move away from the president?
The opposition has long called on the military to break ranks, so to speak, and to follow the 1999 Constitution, which the opposition said is being trampled by this government. This attack comes 6 weeks after another alleged attack in Caracas by a kind of elite police officer who flew a helicopter and threw grenades over the Supreme Court in Caracas and fired live rounds in broad daylight. That man is also at large. Hmm. Many people were confused by this in the sense that this is the man who acted in movies. He had a very glamorous Instagram account. This attack yesterday happened at night. It definitely caught the military off guard, as the president has said. But, you know, many people have told me on the street they're not sure what to believe. Caracas was mainly calm yesterday. There was some, you know, spats of protests yesterday, but much of the country seemed to be going on about their daily lives. So it's not to say that we're in this large-scale military uprising. It could be an indication that, you know, these protests are, like I said, becoming much more violent in concentrated centers around the country. We're not sure what to expect yet, but we're keeping a close eye on it.
Well, all of this is happening as the new National Constituent Assembly comes to power. It was sworn in last week. Those lawmakers are loyal to President Maduro, and they immediately fired the chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega, one of the president's biggest critics. That in and of itself was a dramatic scene this weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a very dramatic scene. And last week was, in general, was very dramatic. The fact that this assembly, the first order of business was essentially throwing her out of her office. The military surrounded it early Saturday morning, and she was unable to get back in. It shows that, in one sense, the government was doing much of what we were expected, but at the same time, the way it's cracking down on dissent here. The government has said this new legislative superbody is needed to sort of enshrine socialism and bring about peace to this nation. But the big fear is here that the government is going to become increasingly more authoritarian. The opposition even alleges that, you know, a dictatorship on its way. And all these things combined, many Venezuelans are incredibly weary and not sure what's coming next here on the ground.
Well, as you mentioned, there is a lot of uncertainty. The economy there is collapsing. There are food shortages. Inflation is a problem. And now we see yesterday armed factions appear to be attacking the military. Are people in Venezuela at all worried that the country is walking towards civil war?
You know, this is a topic of conversation you hear coming up more and more. Yesterday could be evidence that, you know, this is towing the line of a complete armed conflict. These men allegedly made off with a cache of weapons. And if this is true, and if they're dispersing these weapons, you know, this is certainly going to heighten the fears of average Venezuelans. All that being said, Caracas is back to work today, you know, but, you know, these things, you know, don't always happen without warning. And we will have to keep a close eye, especially what's happening around the capital, because this is where, you know, Valencia, where this attack was yesterday, Maracay and other cities, these are where these big army bases are. And if these attacks could increase, you know, it's very likely that they could happen outside the capital.
Andrew Rosati is a reporter for Bloomberg News. He joined us on the line from Caracas, Venezuela. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.